Joining me live in studio right now is Doug Monson, who is going to open up the Western Skies Art Studio in Afton, hoping to do so later on this month. Doug, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Appreciate you stopping by. We've seen this art studio coming together, and we've been wondering what the heck's going on in the Red Barn building. So happy to have you shed some light on this for us here this morning. Let's start off by getting to know you first, Doug, before we talk about what you're doing with the art gallery. I understand you've been an artist for most of your life and have made a career out of that. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've been an artist for all my life, pretty much. You know, I started out just like every kid likes to draw, it seems like, and I just never grew out of it. So I've got a lot of practice, and I've only been a full-time artist for about 7 years, so I'm relatively new, you know, to the art world, I guess, but I have been involved in it, and my family has my wife and everything with me, you know, all my life, and so... it's basically just kind of our ultimate dream and goal to, you know, to be able to make a living doing this and help out some other people and have a good place to work. And I've got all that in this building, and it's a beautiful building. A lot of historical value to it, and I'm trying to keep it, you know, as much like the original building as I can, at least leave, you know, a lot of that look to it.
Sure.
Feel.
Sure. Well, I know that this is going to be a great addition for the community. So what type of art, Doug, do you specialize in? Anything specific that you like to do?
Yeah, I mostly specialize in charcoal drawings, and I do, you know, fairly large scale, like 60 by 40 is about my average size. 60 inches by 40 inches, and so they're pretty big. I really like doing them on that bigger scale. It takes a lot longer to sell them and to finish them,
but sure.
And I've been doing a little bit of oil painting. I haven't really got to the point where I'm making a lot of money at the oil painting yet. So, and I with the the charcoal drawings, I don't really have the time to practice like I ought to with the oils, so they're coming along a little slower.
Sure.
But I have some incredible artists that, you know, if I could paint like they do, I'd be more than happy, you know, but they're some incredible oil painters and sculptors coming into the gallery, and so it's really going to be a nice art gallery. That
was my next question, is if this gallery was going to be more than just your own art, and it sounds like that's the case.
Yes. Yeah, we've got probably about 12 artists that we'll represent for now and just kind of see how, you know, how things go from there. I really don't even know how much wall space I got yet. I'll know that about the day before we open, I think.
Fair enough. So are a lot of these artists, are they also from this area?
Yeah, there's a good portion of them are from Star Valley or Wyoming. And, you know, we've got a few from California, Colorado, Arizona, and Utah, I think.
Okay.
And Idaho.
And, you know, you and I were talking yesterday about this art gallery, and you mentioned how you want to keep it local as to represent Wyoming. And so I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of Wyoming landscape and Wyoming wildlife and that type of art. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's all it's going to be is Wyoming. You know, anything that's native to Wyoming, you know, including the history or, you know, contemporary Western cowboy art and, you know, wildlife from the West here and that kind of stuff. And we'll have some pretty contemporary work and some very traditional work, so it'll be a pretty good variety of art.
Speaking with Doug Monson this morning, planning to open the Western Skies Art Studio. This is in Afton, the Red Barn on the north side of town. What's your timeline right now for this, Doug? You're hoping to open this month?
Yeah, we're going to open this month no matter what, whether we're done or not. We're getting so excited to get it open, and I know a lot of people are excited to see it, and we just want to get to work serving the community and get involved with the art association and the high schools and junior, the schools and stuff, you know, and just try to give back a little bit to the community and, you know, offer some classes and different things, you know, to help out with young up-and-coming artists.
Very cool. Very cool. So be active.
Or old artists like me.
That's right. You know, Doug, when you think about the art culture, there's a lot of these galleries, especially as you go north into Jackson, right? What's the goal with this? You mentioned wanting to give back to the community, but really, what would you like to see happen with this art gallery? You're hoping that it brings in people like they do in Jackson, hoping this is a tourist attraction. What's kind of the overall goal here?
Probably my overall goal is to make it a quality experience no matter what you're there for. If you're there to buy art, just look at art or talk about art, you know. We want to do a lot of workshops here eventually out of my studio. So I really would like to see it be a place where people can just gather and relax and enjoy art, you know.
Well, looking forward to it. Again, Doug Monson opening the Western Skies Art Studio. We do need to ask about the nice sculptures that are out in front of the building right now. And I know a lot of people have noticed those are very eye-catching wildlife sculptures that you have just right off the highway, right in front of the building. Tell us about those.
Yeah, those are some incredible bronzes. They're about a third bigger than life size, and of course one of them, the moose, I think the moose weighs 7,000 pounds.
Wow.
Of course it's an Alaskan moose, but but the elk and the deer, what I call the deer the Grays River buck, but they're all just really well done, and you know, they're bronze, they're just beautiful pieces, and they're really eye-catching and help us with our curb appeal, you know. And we've got a lot of things going on right now with the entrance and stuff. You know, we've got people working on that, local artists that are doing an incredible job. They're basically doing a big mural, like a 3D mural. As you walk in, it'll be like a forest of Quakeys and an old cabin you'll walk through the door of, and some background scenery and stuff. It's really turning out nice.
Great. Perfect. Again, it's the Western Skies Art Studio opening in Afton later this month. And Doug Monson is with us in studio with all the details. Doug, anything we missed about this gallery you wanted to mention?
Well, I am shooting for a June 19th opening. And so far, everything looks good. We're getting real close. And like I say, I think we'll just go with it, you know, even if we're not quite all the way done. But so that's what we're looking forward to. And like I say, we can't wait to get the doors open and get the art all hung and start enjoying it.
Perfect. So the 19th, which is a Saturday,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
And then just open to the public, right?
Yep.
Anybody at any time?
Yep. Yep, we're not even sure if we're going to have I don't know if we'll maybe have hors d'oeuvres or drinks or something, you know, for a grand opening. We'll see.
Sure. All right. Well, that's, again, Doug Monson telling us about the Western Skies Art Studio opening June 19th in the Red Barn north of Afton. Doug, thanks so much for your time and good luck. We look forward to seeing how this turns out for you.
It's good being here.
It's all part of the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur.